eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. And with over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED lights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I have dollop tour dates to announce for the year 2024 of our Lord J-Town. We have our 10th anniversary show coming up in Los Angeles on April 27th. Guests are Karen Kilgariff and James Adomian. And then we are going to Australia starting on May 13th in Perth, May 16th in Sydney, May 18th in Brisbane, May 20th in Canberra, May 22nd in Melbourne, and May 24th in Adelaide. You can get your tickets at dolloppodcast.com.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Pastimes Podcast. Each week we go through an old newspaper from a random date in history picked out by Dave Anthony. I'm Gareth Reynolds, and I've never seen it before, and neither is our guest this week,
Kat Reitman. Hello, Catherine.
Oh, hello. You know, very few people call me Kat Reitman anymore. It's really exhilarating.
Is it Catherine?
It's Catherine. Look, that's what's on the old birth certificate.
Because you're successful?
No, it's
because you've done so well?
Look, what, you want me to go by Cat? I'll go by Cat all day, Gareth. Can I call you...
Is it because... Do you think you're better than me?
Oh, well, if we're going to really get into it, yes.
Yeah.
I think the business has validated that. What were you going to say you call me? Because if you're ready to get into it, let's dance.
Well,
go on, say it.
Now, listener, I know that you're already impressed with Gareth. You think he's funny. You think he's smart. Maybe you think he's from a big city. Listen... I know Gareth in a way not a lot do, and I've seen him, and what he is in his core is just a little piggy that's trying to make his hoof mark in this industry. The quick history. Do you want to give the history of how we know each other? I know we have to get to newspaper readings, but...
No, we have a minute. Why don't you do it, and then if I need to contextualize why you call me pig, I'll help.
Okay.
You do it.
Okay. I met Gareth, I don't know how many years ago. We did a TV show for NBC called The Real Wedding Crashers. Now, this show is what is promised. We crashed real weddings. It was Gareth...
You got slapped.
I got slapped, in fact. And Gareth, for whatever reason, real quick, real weddings. This was an Ashton Kutcher joint. It was a spinoff of Punk'd, where we would go, along with Jason Goldberg, of course, we'd go to real weddings in Las Vegas. And the bride and groom were in on it, and we would, make mischief amongst...
Prank them, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, make mischief, amongst the wedding party, et cetera. And Gareth...
Ruined their wedding.
It was with some of the funniest people I've ever worked with. Steve Byrne was in it, and Ben Glebe and Desi Leidick. Incredible group of people. And we went to promote it by... We did a photo shoot where Gareth, for... absolutely no reason, dressed in all flesh-colored tones. The way a pig
Wrong.
Appears.
No. They dressed me as the baker, which is still my IMDb picture and I can't get rid of, and had an issue with it this week for the intro of the show. So not even just a picture. For the intro every
live.
Week of the show, they dressed me in what you would put Porky Pig as a waiter in. Now... In conjunction with the pig-toned, colors, we lived in Vegas for almost 2 months, and I put on what I would estimate is 20 pounds.
Well, I didn't want to
so
say that.
So by the time, you insinuated it, and you would have said it. By the time it was time to fill the intro, I was stuffing myself in a pink tuxedo, and we just started calling me the pig. And Catherine has never gotten over.
My fangs went right in. I couldn't stop. It was so funny.
Just
little piggy, little
endless.
Piggy on the scene.
And it didn't help that I was, I mean, I had become a unfuckable pig.
Dave,
dirty little pig.
Have you ever seen Gareth as any kind of animal, maybe a barn animal of some kind? Is pig ringing true for you?
I've only seen him as a pig in my, we're talking about the dreams I have.
Sure.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He often shows up in my dreams as a little piggy.
Tiny. Oh, see, he's more like a pig man. In my world.
I was kind of like, I ran the farm. I was like the elder pig that like the little pigs would be like, what slop's good? And I'd be like, look, there's no bad slop. Yeah. I was Godfather Snout.
Just those enormous pigs that, you know, it's an any day now situation. The kind of pig where the eyes aren't opening, there's flies all over him. That's my Gareth.
Yeah.
Just running the farm.
I would have been like a blue check 1.1 million follower Instagram pig.
Yes.
You like, sound like,
wow.
You sound more like one of the pigs from Deadwood who eats people or corpses.
I wouldn't turn down a body. I'd eat a body.
I've never seen Deadwood, but I feel like this tracks.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dave, don't lose track of what we're talking
about.
Is
this our first fight?
What?
Excuse me, Pigman, ready to start the podcast. Oink, oink. Let's not divert.
This is exactly what he does on the farm.
Everyone focus.
That's it.
We must eat husks of corn.
That's right.
Catherine, you've, talking about doing well, better than me, you've got a show called Working Moms that, first of all, the person who runs the social media for our podcasts, she doesn't care about anyone we ever do anything with, but... Holy shit, when she hears that you're involved, loses her mind.
Oh, that's so nice.
Your show is Working Moms.
She kills four people.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a nightmare.
She literally went crazy and started slashing people with a razor.
Her name's also Kat.
Oh.
Yes, her name's
Kat. That's some crazy shit. But you're Catherine, and your show Working Moms you started in Canada, but then it goes to Netflix. It's done amazingly well. Season 7 will be coming to Netflix. All the other seasons are already on there.
Correct.
But season 7 will be coming to Netflix pretty soon. This will probably come out, you know, in the next around when it probably comes out. But it is a great show and has done amazing. And you not only are in it, this is you write it, you direct it, you do everything, you produce it. You and your husband, Philip, who I hear is a bit of a nightmare. Mm. It's
not unlike what you do on the farm, Gareth. I show up, you know what I mean? I pull up my bootstraps, my hoof straps.
I don't even know if I can finish. You demud your hoofs.
I can't finish the bit.
Because you want to run to the slop as fast as possible.
You can't focus on the tasks ahead. You're too hungry. Pig's got one thing on his mind.
What do you want?
Feed.
Yeah, well, piggy got to eat. Piggy hungry.
The audience is what?
It'll be trimmed down. Don't you worry. And speaking of trimming down, that's not what I did on The Real Wedding Crashers. So Dave has picked a random newspaper.
Okay.
It'll be from anywhere from like the 1600s to...
Oh, shit.
Could be recently.
Can I swear?
It would be weird if he did like... Yes.
Fuck
yes.
Fuck yes. Fuck yeah.
Fucking A. Okay. Please fucking swear. And I'm just fucking furious. And I like to guess what year. Since we're talking about Deadwood pigs, I'll guess it's around 1847. Catherine, you can take a stab.
Why are you
well,
guessing
what
so
year
soon?
You think.
This is just a fun prediction game.
Because
gamble of sorts.
He's going to tell us. He's going to tell us right away. So this is just a fun. You don't have to guess.
I'm going
to
say 1941.
Interesting. Okay, Dave. Wow. Who wins?
Really
who wins the game show?
She is the second closest to ever guessing. You were 1 year off once, Gareth. She is 2 years off. Kat was 3 years off. It is 1938.
Wow.
And November 25th, 1938. So you were very close.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Piggy, he's jealous.
Sorry, I just had to...
When another pig tries to guess correctly, this pig comes...
He kind of turns into a dog.
No, no, that's just the way the pig communicates. He's a dog pig. Easy piggy.
This is a paper out of Arnett, Oklahoma.
Oh boy,
gorgeous and this time of year.
It's called the Ellis County Capitol.
Okay, sexy.
Wow. Let's see, page one. Another winner.
Oh.
Sunday's Oklahoman carried a picture of Roy Kelly's Satan, a white setter bird dog.
What?
See, a lot of times, Catherine, it is like this, where it's like, what the hell is happening right now?
And people are just reading it and just being like,
That people were back then were like, very interesting. Now, wait, where is this from exactly, Dave?
The paper?
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Arnett, Oklahoma.
It is from okay, so it is Oklahoma, because a lot of times they'll be like talking about a story in like a bigger city. But no, okay, so someone is a winner for carrying a bird dog?
Dave and
name
picture?
Gareth, are you guys historians? Do you know, are you good with history?
I mean,
walk you through the podcast, The Dollops Ruse.
Oh, you guys
Dave
are idiots.
Loves history, knows history, researched, very smart. I thought Benjamin Franklin was a president until we did an episode and Dave called me an idiot live.
Franklin,
so,
he was light bulb, right?
Not great. I think so, yeah.
Okay. Now, hold on. Electricity?
Yeah, sure.
So, Smarty Dave, in 1938, November 25th, 1938, this is right before this is the end of the Second World War. We're in the war?
The beginning. We're not entering yet, but other countries are now kicking off the
We're going to show up fashionably late.
This is the tail end of the Depression.
Okay.
FBI's president. Someone has now. Someone is parading around a picture of a winter bird dog.
Somebody Satan? Is. Yes, the Oklahoman paper has a picture of Satan, a white setter bird dog owned by Tom Duffy of Chickasha.
The dog's named Satan.
That's correct.
Tom's dog.
Okay, that's helpful.
Tom's dog.
Can you imagine
Satan.
You get this little puppy and it's you're to parade him around. To parade him around, he's got to be gorgeous, right? So they're like, "Hold on, dear. What do you see?" And she's like, "Oh, I don't know. The neighbors call them Domino. I don't want to do the same." We have to stand out, Tom.
I was thinking Satan.
Well, hold on.
No. Here's Satan. Bad boy. Good boy.
Oh,
he must smell your Satan. God damn it, Satan shit under the table again.
Well, maybe we're sort of setting him up for failure with the name, no, Tom?
This Satan dog has chewed his way through every leg of furniture, and I don't know what to do. Satan!
All right, you know what? Tom, I don't know a better time. It's time for us to have the conversation. My girlfriend's told me not to say it, but
Satan's fucking my leg! God damn it!
I want a divorce, Tom. I can't do it anymore.
Honey, listen.
Nope.
You can't leave me with this dog, this demon. Look at the bloody bile.
I know. He ate our child, Tom. It's too much.
Oh, God, enough. Here, Satan. Die, Satan.
Now, does this feel, Dave, like the world in which Satan was marching about?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what was happening?
Yeah, that's it. Well, so the dog won all the age stakes at the Ada Child field trials last week.
Did you see Ada Child?
I seriously thought
Ada
that's
child.
What you just said.
Ada Field Trials.
So it feels like the dog ate a child.
I think we're covering some tracks.
The 30s were hard.
Well, Depression era. Dog made good as any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Satan also won all the events in the Enid trials.
Is anybody upset that they've named the dog? I would imagine this has got to be a far more religious time in many ways.
You're right.
Nobody flags.
Do you think maybe it was
dog?
Satan or something?
Yeah. Oh, it was like the meat substitute that us vegans eat.
Yeah. It was big in 38.
Satan.
I think it was fine. They're super religious, so I think they did stuff like this.
Okay.
So that was okay because they're super religious?
Maybe Tom was just hilarious and he was being ironic and he's like, this dog.
I like that.
He was just hilarious.
Dark Angel, this way. Satan, come on.
That's right.
We'll just move on to story two.
So we're done with Satan.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much more to Satan except...
It's quite a bold opening for a paper.
I just can't.
Do you think that the editor was like, oh, this one is going to
This is the one. Satan dog. This paper becomes the Weekly World News eventually.
I just don't know how you write a story about a dog named Satan and never say, like, his name is Satan.
Yeah. Comment on it.
By the way, whoopsie.
The irreverent.
Yeah. All right, Dave, horoscopes.
next one, witchcraft revival.
This is a wild paper so far. There's a lot of dark energy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, witchcraft revival.
We find out that it's not actually Oklahoma. This is like out of some like high school. It's like the craft come to life. They're just like Satan dogs.
Yeah. At the
witchcraft. This track.
I think this is actually a screenplay.
I see. This is
a
lot of times in these old papers, they would just throw you facts from other countries that are usually just complete nonsense.
Yeah, there's no organization to a paper.
These have a 38. They have a little
That's
bit
wild.
More, but it's pretty still pretty.
Yeah, because this isn't that long ago. Yeah.
Witchcraft is an increasingly serious problem in. Oh, boy.
Syllable pretty quick, sir, because you just left it out there as Tang.
Tang
Witchcraft is pretty prominent in Tang.
Tanganyika.
I think I've heard I need to hear.
I'm going
to
say Tanganyika. That's what I'm going to say
it is. Witchcraft is a problem with Tang and Tanganyika.
I'll tell you, I lost two fingers in witchcraft Tang.
she'll get you. She doesn't mess around. She's always got a grudge.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Okay, so this is East...
Do you think this is actually the story?
This is East Africa. This is East Africa, so I'm sure everyone was like, oh, it's East Africa. British officials, their report. The natives believe death is not a natural happening, but the result of a powerful spell cast by an enemy. So when a person dies, his relatives are supposed to seek and kill the witch or enemy who caused the death.
Wow. And that would be the British people, right? Those are the Brits.
I would hope so.
Classic.
But this is what we call...
This is some Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Imagine just a society in which anytime someone died, you then have to kill other people.
We've got to go find the spirit. Yeah. You got to go find a person?
Well, I think... But by witch, aren't they saying somebody else? Like a witch is always a person.
I guess. Yeah. So
tell me if I'm capturing for your audience the story correctly,
sure.
Which is a death occurs in Africa, mm-hmm. East Africa.
Sure.
And because the mourners, the grievers, the bereaved are so upset, and as one does when they're grieving, just has a number of questions, the only logical answer outside of all of the issues that were probably plaguing East Africa in the late 30s was that a witch... Mm-hmm. had cast a spell that was responsible for the death. And are they saying that the deaths are increasing because the locals are wreaking havoc on said witches?
Well, here's the problem with the story.
I haven't seen one yet, so I'm excited to hear this hot take.
If this is what's occurring, and you're like, so Uncle Jimmy died, which is a classic East African name. Uncle Jimmy died, and... And then you're like, well, clearly it's a witch, and the witch is probably Nathaniel. And then you go kill Nathaniel, and Nathaniel's people are like, okay, Nathaniel's dead.
Oh, shit.
But
clearly,
the witch who killed Nathaniel is
It's
Bert.
Endless.
And then it's just a nonstop. Like, everybody dies within 3 weeks.
The way that you're able to just sort of pull these African names from your side so quickly is also impressive. Let's start there. But that is amazing. So every time someone dies, you're like, we got to go find that witch.
Yes.
You know, I had a fight recently with my husband about the word witch and how loosely
it's
thrown around.
You've been married so long that you get along too well because you're having witch arguments.
True. We don't talk about normal.
Yeah,
we don't fight about normal things. Only witch.
Yeah.
But you know what it was? One of my kids, I got two boys, and one of my kids was complaining. Like, they called a girl in their class a witch. They're like, oh, she's a witch. And I was like, guys, you can't say that. It's not even, you can't say that anymore. You can't say that. Here's why. And I tried to give a like really uneducated, quick synopsis of why the term witch is so misogynist and how deeply rooted in trouble and like how you're questioning the very belief system of just someone who's standing out and you don't understand her yet. And Phil was like, no, I mean, there's just witches, right? There's just witches.
I like that.
And he started to like defend
I
witches.
Like that.
And I was like, no. I was like, no. Like the same way that there can be demons and zombies, like he's saying, you know, in this hocus pocus world we're talking about, there can be witches. And I was like, no, but demons and zombies aren't necessarily male or female when witches are exclusively female.
This is real fun. And the kids are present?
Oh yeah,
I like that. Just, I like the back and forth rallying of like, so she's a demon? She maybe was a demon, but I need to talk to your father a little further about this. And then you leave the room and he goes, what a witch, huh, boys? Fist bumps. Fist bumps.
Exactly.
Fist bumps.
The only one who looked psycho in this whole thing is me. But you know what? I think the takeaway for them was to find a partner who wasn't so triggered by witchcraft, probably.
That's a good lesson.
I'm actually on your side because having read some history about witches. Witches is very, throughout history, has been like, there's a woman I don't like. She's fucking dying in a lake. Like,
it
that's
is
all,
a very,
that's
it is a
was.
Very,
on fire.
It's a very simple way to win an argument. To be like, all right, I lost the argument. Well, she's a dark wizard.
That's right. Yeah. Like, tired to its death. I mean, Game of Thrones wasn't just like completely out of nowhere. There's some middle ages.
It was a documentary, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Gareth and I, the way we were educated, it was an absolute, that is raw footage, found footage.
Yes.
That they just edited
together.
It's
a love story of a woman and a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, so Africa's dealing with a witch.
So now every time someone dies, you've got to go find the witch.
So then, the article says, but civilized people shouldn't laugh at Tanganyika ideas. In Yugoslavia, a young man whose sweetheart had been asleep for many weeks decided she was bewitched.
Dead. She's dead.
No, bewitched.
She's in those, you know, those three-week sleeps.
Dave, you're saying that because in Yugoslavia, a woman took too many naps. Her husband thought
she was asleep for a long time. And so she's bewitched.
She's sleeping like a witch.
She had the sleeping sickness.
This is the WebMD for back then. My wife is sleeping too much. I think she's a witch. No, she's not a witch. She has sleeping sickness. Has anyone taken pulse? We don't need pulse. She's napping witch.
Napping witch. Why are you covering my wife with leeches? Only way.
We're trying to wake her up.
Well, it's actually
your wife's become pretty difficult.
It's actually far worse.
She wake up. She fight me tooth and nail. Covered in leech. Only way to
kill. There we go.
To prove this false, he had hot lead dropped on her feet.
What are you talking about?
What does that even mean?
Gareth,
when's the last time you were in a relationship? You don't know how to wake up a woman.
It's been a while, but I didn't know we were lead footing them. Wait. So what is he trying to prove? That she's sleeping? What's the point?
Yes.
Also hot lead?
Yeah, there's not a great solution in any metric.
Yeah, it's
I love the idea that I've made a living off of telling the stories of these complicated women who have to deal with men who treat them slightly differently when they re-enter the workforce, when in fact these women couldn't take a nap without getting their feet covered in hot lead, burned at the stake.
Without their husband being like, something's wrong with her. Yeah, heat up the lead.
Oh, so he put the lead on her feet and argued she was bewitched because she didn't wake up.
So she dead?
Oh, she is dead.
Okay, she's dead.
Or she's in a coma. Like, she could just be in a... He just burned a woman in a coma, maybe.
Oh, right.
There's a dog up.
He's like...
I like that you're...
Also, everything's stinking, my
partner. Okay, let me tell you. She did not have a conversation. She doesn't eat her dinner. When we have sex, she's just laying there. I tell you, if she's alive, she's just not present. I need to pour lead on lady. Dave really showboating everything today. The pants, the dog.
Hold on. Is this accent cancel worthy, or are we in the
No,
clear?
I'm white. You can do whites. You can still muck around with whites.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is kosher.
I'm allowed to do that. I can still muck around. Believe me, there are many times where Dave will be like, and a Japanese man, and I'll be like, continue.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, keep reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing for me to do here. There's no talk for me.
Right.
No.
So this is an article about a man whose wife is...
I can do a Japanese Dave. Accent because I'm a
Dave.
Person of color.
No,
don't. Now, Dave, you're really...
Governor!
Okay, let's just keep going.
Well,
no.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's offensive.
Ahead.
That's not okay. That's where... I'm from Pig Island. Don't you do that.
You want to hear the next headline?
Sure.
The Sin Eater.
Yeah, wow, this is
good paper. Is this?
That's a good question. You could say that.
Was a guy, is this a zine?
Newspaper.
Was some guy handing this paper out on corners?
You can say that about most papers before like 1960, I think.
Oh, here we go.
Is there ink or was this scribbled with pencil?
Is this blooded? Is this like blood writing?
It is.
Was this
bloody
on a bathroom
pencil.
Wall?
Yeah, exactly.
The Sin Eater is a person hired to eat the sins of one who has
just
died.
Stop. Enough. I mean, what the fuck? Every article. I miss the simplicity of the
convinced.
Satan dog.
I know. Where was Satan? Where's Tom?
Yeah.
I do think that this was designed to keep a wife within the confines of the home. She's like, I don't know. I'm getting all sorts of ideas. I feel like I should go get a job. The local bakery seems kind of interesting. And he's like, now hold on. You know, there's dangers out there. In fact, let me just get the paper.
Have you read the paper? Yeah. You mean
comes
the,
back a week
the
later.
Oklahoma keep your wife at home?
She's like, this is the paper? You've never let me read one
well,
before.
Well, I don't want you to go out into that big, scary world. Good Lord, we'd have to hunt your witch
How
down.
How scary could it be?
Oh, you'll get lead on your feet. And by the way, when you pass away, we've got to get a Pac-Man over here to eat your sins up.
The practice...
I mean, doesn't this sound like a BS newspaper to keep...
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's to keep
all
people scared.
Violence towards women, which maybe that was just the 30s.
Sin eaters are real. It used to be a guy.
And what he'd
gross.
Be like? Would he do that?
Okay. This is actually what sin eaters actually did. This is real. The practice used to
Say
be
it slowly.
The practice sin eater.
Sin eaters.
S-I-N
eaters. They ate the sins of the dead.
Sin eater.
Oh my God.
The practice used to be common in England. A piece of bread was placed on the breast of the corpse. This the sin eater devoured, and supposedly with it the former occupant's sins. No. The rite has been known as recently as 1893 in Shropshire in England, and is followed in parts of Bavaria and the Balkans.
So you...
This was just like a... That. You take a topless woman, you put a little bread on her,
is it?
And you go to town and her...
Is it just a woman?
Am I getting that right?
It's not a woman. It's not gender specific. You.
It's either. But I have
could,
breasts as a
either,
pig.
It's either man or woman. It's just for
okay.
They would just do
When's
it.
When's the last time you referred to a man's pec as a breast?
This morning.
Well.
this morning, you asshole.
You haven't seen me around cake.
If you might.
Yeah, you haven't seen Dave at a cake party. That shirt's off and he's rubbing it on his breasts. But I bet you, I guarantee you, the sin eater, if it had to be a man, was more like when it was a woman. He was like, "Boom, okay, great." Versus like a dude.
He was cranked.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was definitely
more into
like,
it.
"All right, great. Put a little sourdough on that chest."
She is loaded with sin.
Yeah, crumb.
I'm gonna need the room.
Crumb those tits and everyone leave. I've got a bunch of sin to buffet.
They're like, he comes out more relaxed. I will say, whatever he's Woo. Doing in there, it's working.
Anyone got a smoke?
Now, hold on. The sinful person, male or female, we both know it's female, is this person, this person's alive.
No, no.
Dead.
Otherwise,
the person eating is alive. The other,
person
no,
with
no.
The bread tits
or the
is
corpse.
Dead.
The other, yeah, the one the cake is on is dead.
Not
the
cake,
the bread.
Cake
is on.
You just
oh,
changed
so
it
this
to
is
cake.
Like a final blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
This
you,
is like...
So it's basically at a funeral, a guy comes over and eats a cake off somebody.
You're saying
this
cake,
so
but you mean
weird.
Bread.
I know, but I like it to be cake. It's just a more fun story.
You're the person in the position.
Fun for you?
Yeah, you're just. Yeah, I don't know what. I have a feeling if we were to see you let the dog out again, that would be a bottomless shot. You'd be Jeffrey Toobin.
It could be pudding.
Just stop suggesting that it's desserts because it's bread, you sick fuck.
Or whipped cream.
So the person puts bread on the chest and the bread is soaking.
Of a dead person.
Yeah, and the bread is souping and soaking up the sins.
Right. The bread soaks up the sin.
And then you eat the bread and then this guy's like, man, oh God, it's not agreeing with me. What a sinner. But that was it. And then
a disgusting question.
Yes.
That's the guy's job. Like, that's
gross question.
Yeah,
great.
So back in the 30s, like when I don't know. I don't even know, Dave, if you can speak to this.
He will.
But like before you like prepare a body in a casket, right? After a body's died, after a person's died, like are they disemboweled? Like meaning in the 30s, did they go through the same corpse process before they go through the funeral arrangements? Because when this bread is put on top of a corpse, are they... How do I say this? Like, are they all wet because they're full of organs still? Or do you think they were taking out the organs?
Are they juiced?
Are they wet?
Because you said the bread's like absorbing their sin. I'm just like, I wonder.
They're talking about something that used to happen.
It's a great question. It's horrifying. Great.
Sin eating mostly happened way back like 16, 17.
What is it called?
Into the 1800s.
I'm telling you, I bet you those bodies were full of organs. I'm sure it was a horror scene, what you're describing.
Yeah, yeah. And so, no, they were not, there was no embalming or anything happening. They just put the bread, put the bread on the guy.
A rotting body.
Oh. Yes.
Boy,
a rotting
body. This job's getting worse and worse.
It's a terrible job.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're no longer like, oh, this guy probably needs the room. Yeah. This is now God, he's got to like psych himself up. He's got nose plugs.
Yeah.
Well, you know this started because there was like a depression somewhere happening and someone was like, hey, look, if you want to eat this bread off of Bert, can, you know, maybe get through the day. And some guy's like, all right, I'll eat the bread off Bert. And then
I didn't know what we were talking about in East African.
It's just, I mean, Dave, you really, is this, are you sure this is from
Such
Oklahoma? It's a lot of East African names you're dropping.
There's a lot of East African names.
Sometimes I'm like, what? I don't know how you pronounce them so quick.
He's very good.
He's very good.
That is a horrifying
gig. All right,
give me
off this gross one. I want a new one.
Okay, we'll do another, but if this is also food
related. Gross.
Drinking milk.
Kelsey Priest, Dave.
Drinking milk.
Okay. Is that the headline?
A few days ago, in a popular social column of a leading New York paper, this item appeared. The pretty blonde debutante, Leslie Bogart of Newport, arrived at a popular nightclub after midnight last night with a party of friends. The party all drank champagne, with the exception of Miss Bogart, who followed the current debutante milk fad.
Whoa.
And there you have it. Society's younger, pampered darlings have more sense than you would believe. The majority of debutantes, post and present, are in their teens, and they go to more parties in a week than you and I are likely to attend in a month or 2 months.
I'm Bogarting this move. What do you want from the bar? Just give me a pint of milk, would you?
I'll take whole milk, please. Oh, it's Leslie Bogart.
See if they have any evap.
No, I didn't.
She's very pretty.
Can I take? I just have to go back to the ladies' room. I can't stop farting. No, I mean it's not all positive, right?
It's just really not been great.
I should have taken a lactate.
I swear to God, I don't know why I'm doing this. Yes, just another milk, please. See if they have diapers. Oh my God, I'm living the life of a baby. More milk and diapers, please. Ask them if they have a rattle.
Where?
I am shit-faced.
Where?
I'm shit-faced. I'm bloated.
I'm milked.
What?
The idea of just a girl pretending. She's like, here's the deal, guys. I hear that if you pretend you're very young, the guys go crazy. No. Not, I know I'm already a teenager, obviously. I'm talking real young. Watch this. Oh, here comes a guy.
Hello. It's me, a guy. Oh, is she okay? Oh, boy. Has anyone burped her? Has anyone burped her recently? Come here. Oh boy, this is just, hey, I think I've met the one, Bert. This is my African friend.
Hey, I just want to.
Why are we in Africa?
As your good friend, I just want to say I'm super uncomfortable with what's happening right now.
Shut up, asshole. This is what I'm after. She's gaseous from all the chest milk. This is the one.
I mean, the idea that this made the paper, too. That this
also,
girl,
yeah.
When they're like.
Page two.
They're like, oh, this darling, the darling, she's now nothing but milk.
She's no longer doing champagne.
And let me say, she's a very, very attractive young woman.
She's dead, Dave.
Oh, this picture.
I feel like...
sick bitch.
I feel like this is a paid... I feel like milk companies are paying young, attractive women to drink milk. I feel like that's what's going on. And they're
so you're
doing
saying this is
paper.
Like quick?
Was this like...
Is what?
This is how women used to literally... This is like... Way before Kim Kardashian pretended to take diet pills on Instagram,
yeah,
there were women who just order a jug of milk and drink them in a bar. This is sponsorship,
milk.
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be like,
she's like, oh, fuck, I gotta push milk all night, but guys, just order me drinks, I'll meet you in the bathroom. I gotta pretend I'm drinking this fucking thick bullshit.
That's so
all
true. She would be doing like an Instagram video where she's like, that's why I just have been drinking milk the whole time. Oh, shit, gotta drink milk.
That's right.
Does a body good.
And then all of a sudden the fad goes.
Yeah, right.
Also, I mean, if it goes to our original theory that this whole paper was just designed to keep an overly ambitious woman inside the walls of her home,
is,
the husband was like...
So far it is doing a good job of kind of... I wouldn't have picked up on that, but it is very centric towards like, women don't sleep.
Fear in women?
Yeah, women have milk. Like all these little like subtle digs at Oklahoma.
Like maybe this woman was a bit of a drunk and her husband, and she's like, I want to go out. Why not? Huh? Why not?
You
why
know, all the debutantes are drinking milk. So
they're what?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, a little bit of milk really. Have you heard of the milk buzz? Oh yeah.
I think I have.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I have heard of it.
Yeah, no. A lot of these rebellious types like you—they've stopped alcohol. They're just going straight milk. So.
No, I think I will too. I think I will too.
Well, whatever you want, babe. I just whatever you want to do.
I mean, the paper says it. So.
Mm-hmm.
How come there's no back page on this?
What would happen to the health and beauty of these young girls if they sipped cocktails and highballs at every party? A large percent of New York's debutantes have hopes of careers, even as you and I. That doesn't make sense.
Well it sort of does.
Did you say careers?
Yeah, it's probably written by some big like W.C. Fields kind of guy with like a big red bumpy nose, fat, and he's like, hey, we're worried about these women getting out of shape.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So
not that milk will help that.
I think I think it's just a weirdly constructed sentence. A large percent percentage of New York's debutantes have hopes of careers, even as you and I, they are not going to jeopardize their chances of a successful career or good marriage by drinking alcohol. They're going to drink milk so they can find a man or get a job
also,
as like a secretary.
Think about the men. Imagine how like whiskied up these men are. It's like, I don't know, her drinking is just kind of getting in the way. I don't know what her problem is. She didn't have any respect for me. I threw up in the sink.
Nothing but milk for these ladies from here on out.
Young
beauty can stand a lot more wear and tear than older beauty. Nature does not allow a quick rejuvenation of tired tissue. And muscles of the youthful body naturally have greater duration of strength. That is why many young girls feel that they can eat and drink what they desire and sleep when they want to without losing any of their fresh beauty.
Sleep when they want to. God damn it, you women and your sleeping.
I mean, can you imagine what it must have felt like to be a teenage? You said they were like teenagers, right? Is that a picture of a teenage girl?
Yeah, they're teenagers.
Like a teenage girl, your hormones are raging. You're still figuring out who the fuck you are. And you just know that everyone around you is just like, watch it. Like, there's just no peace in sight.
Want some milk?
I better. I do want a job one day.
Other, Otherwise, yeah, you don't get a career or a fantastic lush husband like this table of gents.
Yeah, you walk up and you just see this like table full of monsters, and you're like, better order a milk.
Boy, I hope I can get one of those. That's my ticket out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I mean,
wonder why all of our mothers are so fucked up. Like,
well, we go through that on all the podcasts we do all the time, where it's just like, yeah, it's the constant. It's never stopped. It's just taken different forms.
Right.
It's had different way. Like it never ends. It just has like it's just like the river finds ways to run through whatever the rock is in the way and give you new versions of it. Whether it is like drinking milk or like, sure, you get a big job in the city, you get half as much. Like whatever the version of it
right.
is, like it or like yeah, like the witch stuff never ends.
Right, no. And then the social media presence
and women.
Of like,
yeah,
of like what we're like. The more I'm seeing the face tune and the body tune, you know, all this like body altering and face altering, if I'm like, and no one knows this. I mean, there's plenty of people who know it, but there's a lot of women in friggin' Oklahoma or God knows where else that are watching it, being like, oh, my body's just supposed to have a tiny waist, a humongous hips and ass. My face, cheeks have to be sunken. Like, there's just this
lips,
is
yeah.
This is the new drink a cup of milk and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, it is really true. I think that all the time, where it's like and it is really fucked up, because it's like you are kind of morphing, all of us in a way, but I think women in particular, like you're morphing into this kind of one dollish sort of figurine. It's just like
that,
it's not only unattainable,
looks the same.
It's uninteresting. The variety, that's what I think with dating apps too, where I'm like, you don't get any sense of who a person is, which is like really where a big part of attraction comes from, is when you meet someone and you're like, oh, I like your vibe. Instead, you're just like, oh yeah, she looks good by the pool.
Exactly. No, chemistry has become such a strange thing too. I mean, I could really, we could.
That's why it's good you got married in the 80s, Kat.
Exactly. To a guy smart. Who's terrified of witches.
Yeah, that witch phobic husband of yours
doesn't like to talk about witches. When I start talking about witches,
we're raising our boys to believe witches are out there, and they probably go to school with one or two.
This tin thing in front of me, 100% milk.
Oh,
only way I'll calm him down. Chug
Kat,
milk.
You're gonna love this next one. It's the hint of the day.
Here we go.
Oh,
I don't know what this word is. Coiffure.
Say it slower.
Coiffure?
Coiffure?
Yeah, coiffure, right?
Coiffure? What does it mean?
It's when you fart after a croissant.
Gareth.
What? I'm helping
croissant
the podcast.
Fart?
Yeah, I'm helping the podcast
isn't it
in every way,
isn't
once
it
again.
Isn't a fashion item, a coiffure? Like a,
I've heard it.
Isn't it?
Let's see.
I'm going to look it up. It is a person's hairstyle.
It's a hairstyle.
Okay, it's a hairstyle.
An elaborate hairstyle.
You know what it is? It's the long version of like, have you ever heard like, oh, look at that coif? Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
Perfectly
it's a
coiffed. Is that the abbreviated version of coiffure?
Yeah, it's gotta be it.
Yeah.
Hint of the day. If you have been down in the dumps and life has grown humdrum, it is time you changed your coiffure.
This
an outstanding,
way
an outstanding New York physician. So this is a doctor.
This is a doctor.
Urges,
this is a hair doctor. Yeah, this is great.
Urges women to occasionally change their hair.
This paper is a nightmare.
I have to say, I'm very glad that you're the guest here, because if this was just like a third white dude, we'd be like, well, it's very bullshit.
No problem there. Honestly, this paper is great.
Is this paper's... Can we still get this paper weekly?
Why subscribe? Honestly, women should change their hair. It's an uplifter.
The problem is I've been letting her in and feeding her, and she's starting to feel like she has these things called rights.
Hey, look, are you worried about climate change and COVID and fascism? What about a new do?
How about a new hairstyle, miss?
Now we find out that the wife that's trapped in her house has been cutting her own hair. And this guy's like, I can't take this anymore. She gets wasted, talks about how she wants a job at the bakery and cuts her own hair.
How does it look?
Well, I'm sorry.
I feel pretty.
You just described a witch.
I'm going to, whoa, here we go.
Whoa.
Don't do
I just
it,
leave.
Dave. Yeah. Okay.
So this doctor says what exactly?
Women should get a haircut. Yeah. He claims it boosts their dejected spirits and gives them a new outlook.
But the idea that you're searching, why do women seem down? Doesn't it seem like they're down a lot in this day and age? What do you think? I think it's the hairstyles.
You know what? There is a lot of long hair. I mean, you know, I'm going to defend the doctor for a beat.
Oh my
Finally.
God.
You know what? A haircut does lift my spirits. I feel great after a haircut. There okay. you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. So.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Cancel me. Cancel me, Hollywood. I like a haircut.
Cut to you crying in front of a mirror, shaving it like Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's almost.
It's not
miraculous.
That I can't drink champagne when I'm going out and milk is forced down my throat. It's this do.
It's this coiffure.
It's this coiffure.
It's also almost miraculous, he says.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a medical doctor. And by the way, Dave, at this time you did have to go to school to be a doctor, yes?
Yeah, at this point you
okay.
did. Yeah,
that's
you
a shame,
just say
it was,
yeah.
That is a shame.
There was an era, Cat, where 1800s, where you were literally just like, I put a sign in a window that says I'm a doctor, so that'll do.
Confidence.
Yep.
Yeah,
it is. It's all confidence. Like he's yeah. bright. I like the spirit on this guy. He's a doctor.
Look at this. He's got a sign.
There's a sign up. Take my blood, sir.
Okay, he continues.
Oh, good.
How a new and becoming hairstyle can give a woman fresh beauty and thus change the current course of her life. Her
I don't interest know. I'm with him 100%.
Her interested thing somehow becomes stimulated anew.
Her
and in a short time, the
things.
Period of dejection passes.
Come oh, I'm on, sorry. Catherine. Have you never seen a sad woman cut bangs and feel like $1 million afterwards?
Forever? And it changes Ever? The course of her life?
Yes, Gareth, yes.
Whole life.
Yes.
Whole life.
Yes, a trim. I mean, I got a perm when I was like 9. And
nice.
I kind of fucked it up because I jumped in the pool. You're not supposed to swim for 24 hours after you get a permanent. That's the one where it makes
wow.
your hair curly.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I jumped in a pool because my brother and his friends were doing it, and I was like, I had such a boner for all his friends, so I'm like, and I jumped in, ruined my perm. So I had more waves, but I remember feeling like a goddamn mermaid afterwards, and I was not a looker.
Because,
but those
because,
waves, I was like...
Because you'd wetted down the perm, you felt like all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, I found me.
I did find me. Yes, the chemicals
then,
in my hair...
And then...
Changed and that, who and, I was, Gareth.
And I'm just going to push back a little bit further. You would say even today, would working moms be on the air?
Nope.
Were it not for when? Okay, interesting.
Nope. The thing about a perm, the thing about getting your hair done is that
sure.
it, you walk in one person, sure,
uh-huh.
a little
one
bit
person,
flawed,
yeah.
and you're
sure.
vulnerable. You're asking this person to come and change your appearance, not any part of you, the head.
No. Yeah, to give
Real
it those cutie
part.
Curls, right?
Yeah,
but
and
Dave
also,
had it done.
Let's also put out there.
Good
I get
one.
A perm every other day.
It's fabulous.
Let's also put out that a haircut can destroy your life, because if they fuck up, well, especially if you're like in high school or something, it can be one of the most devastating things
this
that ever happened to you.
Said change your life, right? Specifically, mm-hmm.
yeah, that's mm-hmm. right.
It could go either way. What he's saying is that the ability.
He's medically cleared.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He's playing it safe,
he's very good. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, as someone who had a
he's
mullet for 9 years,
mullet for 9 years. That should be a book title.
Dave, I'm in the middle of an important statement. As someone who had a mullet for 9 years, I've not recovered. From my haircut, I'm in a group mm-hmm. or two where we meet uh-huh. and we talk about what happened. But the group obviously is called Business Upfront Party in the Back.
Sure.
And, mm-hmm. And you know, I'm still working through it. So this doctor, to Kat's
Knew
point, it did change.
About.
Yeah. I don't. Maybe
Gareth,
I'm starting
I'm
to see the light
a little bit. I'm going to take a personal aside here and say that this is my favorite I've ever seen your hair. Can you look sideways
oh.
for me?
Sure,
Give me a little
I sure
tour.
Can.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of like this. I like that it's like, I mean, look, you need a shower. It's a little greasy, but I like the shape yeah. of it.
You broke up a little Catherine. Did you go through a tunnel?
I like this length on you. I like the volume.
I've really not done anything, so that's tough because it's going to be tough to recreate, but that's nice to hear.
I've known you, I think, 15 years, 15 or 16 years, and this is the best hair I've seen.
Ridiculous.
What do we think about the part on the beard that doesn't grow at all? The little weird.
I know, you do have a little bald spot there.
Dave,
it's like an anti-Wolverine.
What's the next story? Ass face. Come on, just
keep
counting
money.
Maybe
there's something to do about that. Is
Catherine
this a
has a meeting. No, everything's fine. Everyone's fine.
Are you drinking enough milk?
He is a vegetarian. He's a vegetarian, so maybe that's why.
These are perfect little pockets.
It's, you know what it is? That's where the meat didn't go.
Yep.
That's where the meat.
That's right.
These are tooth marks from when someone throws something in front of me. I over chomp because I get very excited.
That's pig 101.
That's pig logic.
That's pig logic for you.
We have more, I guess it's advice for women. Some fashion writer has predicted the return of the old fashioned hoop skirt.
Wow.
In this day of speed and traffic snarls.
Hold on, I've got to stop you right away.
Man.
Go ahead.
This is literally this. You know what a hoop skirt does?
It stops you
when you're trying to walk out the door.
Yeah,
this is them literally trying to keep this woman with the bad haircut and the alcohol problem, who's got a lot to say about getting a job inside that kitchen. She has been trying. She can't get out the door.
Is it because it's so big?
It's like a lamp. I'm having fun, Kat. I'm trying to keep up.
Yes. It's like imagine a hula hoop. That is literally wired to the bottom lining of your dress or skirt,
except
not a lot of bend. So you're coming at it, just, you know, physics. Can't get through.
I noticed you were trying to leave again, darling.
What was that?
I've got you a new dress, huh?
Oh, my God, it's so pretty.
Why don't you go have some milk from your dish in the corner?
Okay, hold on. I'm due for a haircut. Use the litter.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. How come I can't get out from under the table? This dress
exactly.
is
exactly. There
trapped.
You are. Lay down.
Good night.
In
this day of speed and traffic snarls, hoop skirts would be exceedingly dangerous. How could a woman dodge automobiles going down the street 40 miles an hour while wearing a barrel-sized hoop skirt?
Wow. So is this argument pro hoop skirts? It sounded like
I think it's against.
Is this an argument? Okay, it's against. Okay. Okay.
I think a fashion writer said it's time to bring back the hoop skirt, and this guy's like, that's madness.
How do you survive in the street?
I imagine a woman can't write in the newspaper in 1938. So I imagine, is it like, is this one of those old fashioned, what was the official word for it when a woman used a man's name and.
Ghostwriting?
Yeah, is this a ghostwriter being like, what's up with these hoop skirts? You guys hate them too, right? Not flattering.
I hate women as much as the next guy. That's right.
Now, hold on. That's a man trying to be a woman.
Yeah.
You flipped it.
You're right.
What are you doing, man?
Well, no, I mean, she's writing, so I feel like she's... Yes, but you're right. It would be more like, is it just me? Or, I mean, like these... I worry about these women in those hoop skirts. Am I right, boys?
Now, hold on, Jerry. Why do you smell like milk?
I'll tell you, one of those stupid women tried to kiss me outside. I kissed her back.
Oh, they'll do that. Of course. Yeah. Hey, they'll do it. They'll kiss you.
Let's take our hogs out and leak out of them, huh, fellas?
Very well. Normal behavior from you, Jerry.
You know what I hate her with my nuts. Anyway, good to chat, everybody.
They always complain
that
about
that. That was close.
It's Estelle Getty.
The hoop skirt would catch on fenders or radiators, and the poor woman would be dragged to death. No, it's better for the woman to stay streamlined and hoop skirtless.
Okay. It was a matter of life or death.
I am all for not forcing, obviously, the hoop skirts, but I feel like the author here is really going for, like, as big of a fear. They'll be caught by the car fenders and dragged through the streets till they're dead. Picture it. You'll be seeing it everywhere. Just a bunch of, like, hooked hoop skirts being dragged down the streets, like, I warned you of this. Look at them. They're bumper dead.
It is. It's all fear-based storytelling here. They're like, don't wear them. Best to stay home.
Yeah. It's a big, scary world, lady.
pour them a bowl of milk and lock that door.
Give them milk, let their feet if they nap too much.
Their feet? By all means, give them a haircut.
This next story is for Gareth.
Thank you, Dad.
Actually, Cat. Cats without tails. Really... That's the headline.
That's for both of us.
It is. It's a winner.
I don't like it.
Cats without tails are a popular breed on the Isle of Man. Other unusual characteristics of the felines is the fact that they have larger eyes and longer back legs.
Sorry, did we just finally label the paper the Isle of Man? Are we finally just calling it what it is?
No, that's...
Did they accidentally just reveal that they're an island full of men?
Oopsie daisy. Oh dear. Did we print that? Or did we say, did we think that or write that?
Oops. It was me, Jerry. I accidentally printed it.
Yeah, it's like the Wizard and the Wizard of Oz. All right, fine. It's me. I hate women. Give them milk. Shear them. Okay, so this. They're just saying, a breed of cats in the Isle of Man who have big eyes and no tails. They're popular.
Right.
Okay.
Their owners claim they resemble rabbits in the way they sit on their haunches.
After more investigation, it turns out they are rabbits. And most men are morons.
They are more high-strung than ordinary house cats and do not readily make
rabbits. I wonder why.
Because they're rabbits.
Because they're rabbits.
What was the last part, Dave?
They don't readily make friends.
What, like most cats? Yeah, we all know cats are super social.
They love to befriend. Now,
they
is
love
this
friends.
Did this trend start as all these like weirdo breeds start? Like, was some guy? Did he like cut his cat's tail off? And
yeah, that's what I would think. I would think there's some guy who.
But that wouldn't mean if you bred
genetic,
if you
yeah.
cut a cat's tail off, it wouldn't mean that the.
But it maybe wouldn't
there's
bred
some
more.
Isle of Man guy. Anymore. Isle of Man guy who just keeps ripping them off and being like, isn't that crazy? $5 more. And everyone's like, wow.
Yeah.
And then he's just got a pile of tails that
tails.
He probably sells as hot dogs downtown.
Oh, my God. This is the
I
most horrific island.
I turned into a nightmare tails. Towards the end.
You know what that hot dog would do? Fill in those bald spots, Gareth. You're disgusting.
You know what, Kat? That's it. I'm out of here. Get the leaf blower back on. This
no,
is bullshit.
I'm sorry. I like the bald
spots.
I just
spots.
Put
cat
tails look smart.
On here. There you go. Hello, everyone. I'm just come back from the doctor. How's everyone
just
doing?
Whapping the mic.
Yeah.
The cats also disprove a popular theory that the tail is necessary as a means of balancing because they are just as agile as other species.
Have we been looking at this all wrong? Is it?
Yeah.
Would animals be
Jose,
better without their tails?
Jose, come in here. Father's got an experiment.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm curious.
Can I see Jose's tail?
Cats without tails. He's not
is
here.
Jose in front of you?
He was in here. No, which
he's
I'm not happy about.
I've got
okay, so,
my little Wally here, but his tail is something else. It's just an explosion of hair.
Yeah, so there are cats without tails, so this is maybe real. I would hope that Purina's even got a
slow
list on
news
it.
Day, huh?
Yeah, there's
yeah,
not. It's
for sure. Yeah.
Fuck. They're like, I don't know, talk about the cats without tails.
It's a genetic defect.
Oh, so maybe
yeah,
there was
some of
one.
Them, no, it's there are some cats just don't have tails.
The same way there's some hairless cats kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it must have happened that it was some sort of mutation with one cat and then like
that
he was the
was...
only he was the only dude on the Isle of Man and he started breeding and you know, there
right.
you go. Yeah. I solved it.
Yeah. Yeah,
thank
Dave,
God,
it always
Dave.
Comes down to cat sex with you, which is strange.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Male beauty contest.
Here we go, Catherine. Happy?
Yeah.
Some of the scrawniest, crookedest legs ever seen were displayed at Gaiman in a male
what?
Beauty contest.
This is what I get?
The competitors, all men, were 42 in number. They promenaded under floodlights while the Gaiman cowboy band played The Old Gray Mare. She ain't what she used to be.
Imagine how fucking awful this was.
So they're just and what are they? Why
there's no explanation.
Their legs are all jacked up.
They're just men. That's the
they're
the
trying
writers.
To be hilarious. Oh, they're trying to be like, oh,
what she used to be,
ain't
what, ain't
she, what she used to be.
Used to be.
As these like hairy legs walked by, and the women were like, ah, "That's my George."
Okay. Women, there'll be no laughing or talking during this event.
Look, I got out of the house. I got the house while they're all walking on the stage to my favorite song. Quick. Come here. No, not right now with the milk, Mildred. Leave the milk behind.
I got as much as we need.
We're going to leave on the first train tonight off... what is it? Isle of Mail? Mail Island?
Isle of Man.
Isle of Man. Quickly, they're announcing...
Mail Island?
Mail Island. That's actually a USA show.
Mailand?
Mailand.
Mail Island is 100% going to be a Fox show very soon.
Mail Island will be great. Well, that's like they now have MILF Manor. So Mail Island. MILF,
that's right, they do.
And MILF Manor is...
That's the one where they're on the island with...
Is it great? I haven't seen it.
This piggy likes dirty slop on TV, and even he turned that dish down. It's too shit.
No, it's too much for you, not
it's
for you.
It's too bad. It's too bad.
Isn't that the one where they all go on an island and then their sons are also on the island? And then
that's
they have to watch
exactly
other women
fucking
their
pervert.
Sons?
Yep.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tall order.
That's where they're feeling like they're feeling abs and going like, oh, I like his abs, and it's her son. And you're like, hey, can we not have like moms banging their sons? Is that possible?
Can you imagine being in that pitch room when they were like, hold on, it gets better.
Well, because to me, I'm like, MILF Manor a show? I'm like, okay, sure, let's do it. But then someone was like, we got to put a hat on a hat. And let's
we
put their sons
in
the
house.
Yeah, and I'm like, what's this is like too much. This is not okay.
I could use it, though, to my advantage as far as like shaming my own sons into good behavior. Don't make me take you on MILF Island kind of a thing.
Dave, that's the talk of a witch.
MILF! Milk.
Keep an eye on the 2%.
What? What are you putting on my feet?
Shush up now. You've been sleeping too long. All right, Dave. What do you think?
Okay,
one or two more, Dave?
So, yeah, a couple more. So it says Election Day Picture Day, but it's not Election Day. So they're showing, there's three pictures of politicians.
How do you know it's not Election Day?
Because it says,
I guess November 25th isn't historic. Has it been the same day forever?
No, this is after. Okay, this is very confusing. A favorite American political game is having your picture taken while voting. Here's a preview of three politicians as they will appear on November 8th. So it's.
And this is
the
November 25th.
The paper's having fun. The paper. No, it's actually the 18th, so I'm very confused. But they're saying, isn't it? I might be confused.
I thought it was the 25th.
I think you're right. Sorry. But they're saying that, but this is a picture. They're saying this is how they're going to look when they do vote. But according to the timeline, they've already voted.
Slow
it's a
news
very
day.
Strange little I think article, they were, isn't it?
Yeah. Unbelievably uninteresting. They're like, imagine a picture of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reader
but
was
this
like,
one says Governor George Earle was winning the Democratic senatorial nomination when this picture was taken at the primary election. On November 8th, he will vote again, sighing, hopefully.
What?
They're having fun.
This is one that is lost
confusing.
In translation. Right.
Yeah,
and
this one.
They're having fun, but I don't know if you've seen
not
Catherine's
us.
Face or my face. I'm not,
having fun with this one. Next story.
Yeah, it's November 25th, so you're right. I don't understand why they have it all backwards.
Did I tell you I
the
got
idea
a tattoo of
a...
my cat?
What's that?
I have a
oh
tattoo
my
on my cat. Yeah.
Wait, center it with the camera. Does he have a third eye with a rainbow coming out of it?
Yeah, he's tripping.
Oh, it's a tripping cat. So you're giving
it's
the cat,
my cat
drugs.
Though. It's my
cat.
Yeah,
he gives
yeah,
the cat
it's like he went into daddy's mushrooms.
Oh, fun. Yeah, and that's fun.
He never
just
grew
sort
up.
Of
we chose different paths in life, cat. I mean, relax. You have a family. You have a TV show. I have a cat and a bunch of drugs somewhere.
That occasionally partakes in your hallucinogenic drugs.
Hey,
good deal.
You got to lose that tail sometimes.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Here's another one. Car of Death.
Nice. That's not going to be good for the hoop skirted.
The automobile in which Archduke Francis Ferdinand and his wife were assassinated in Sarajevo in June 1914 was instrumental in the death of 13 persons in 12 years, finally being smashed beyond repair in Romania.
Hold
in
on.
1926.
Same car or this particular brand of
that
car?
That exact car. That exact
that car.
They
kept
it
like
so
the evil Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah, we've got a murder
at some
car.
Point. Yeah, at murder some point they were car. Like, "Well, this is what's the Christine?"
Did we just come up with the best movie ever?
Yep.
Murder Car?
Yeah. Tripping Cat. Oh, sorry. I was
No, Gareth, stop.
Well, they both have a lot of charm.
No. One of them does. One of them is kind of sad.
You can get stuff sold. We'll go into the pitch room or whatever you Hollywood types call them, and we'll throw a bunch of the stuff at the wall. You and me. I'll produce and star in.
Oh, wait, hold on. Gareth, you got so many funny ideas. No,
it's a deal, Catherine.
You're so clever. You know that? You got so many good ideas. This one, though. This one, I feel like, needs a little bit more workshopping. You know what I mean?
Well, we've got you on record saying you're interested.
No,
so that's a legally Hollywood
definitely not
contract.
Interested. Cruelty to animals, in fact.
I can do accents of other whites, and the whole thing will be great. Oh. Go ahead, Dave. You had something to say, Dave?
No, nothing.
I can do accents.
Oh, you weren't
going to
say?
No.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying anything.
The connection's been bad. I haven't heard either of you for the last 20 minutes. I don't know
how
it's been going.
It's really good. Really good.
Hello.
So this, hold on, this murder car was responsible initially for Franz Ferdinand and then tore up 13 other people?
I would say the car was responsible for the assassination.
The car assassinated Franz Ferdinand, Dave. Now shut up.
Got it. Gareth and I figured it out.
That's the car they were killed in.
We pieced this together. Right.
And then once the car had Ferdinand and his wife killed in it, then the car was like, well, now I'm a bad car.
I've had a taste of murdering.
I've tasted blood, human blood. And then it just kept killing.
Yeah. Okay.
After that, a lot of accidents.
Pretty good.
A lot of accidents.
That's cool.
Yeah. This paper is kind of amazing.
Should we wrap up with
gone
one,
really... yeah,
one umbrella,
I think
an umbrella story?
What does that mean?
Famed umbrella. Possibly the most famous umbrella in the world was recently sold at an English auction to a souvenir collector. Jonas Hanway was the original owner and the man who popularized umbrellas in London. He took his life in his hands when he appeared on London streets holding over his head an umbrella. Not that umbrellas were unknown, far from it. They had been used as sunshades in the East for centuries. English women occasionally carried them. Jonas Hanway was the first Englishman to dare appear on the streets with an umbrella, and he saw it in a way to prevent sickness caused by getting wet in the rain. So he carried his umbrella, though he was hooded, pelted with mud, sticks, and stones.
Oh, my God.
People stoned
him?
Yeah,
there's
I've heard
so
the story
much.
Before.
There's so much to unpack here. So first of all, this was a gender-bending guy who was like, even though women use these...
Parasols
for sun protection, I'm sick of getting sick. I get wet. I get sick. And people die at like 42.
Which is amazing to not have, I mean, in its own right, the idea of like, gosh, you know, every time I come home soaking wet, I get pneumonia. And everyone's like, I don't know what it could be.
Right.
And then,
he went out of his house holding it. And people were like, woman, no, stop it. What is happening? And they started throwing things
at him. They threw mud.
Yeah. And imagine seeing someone who was carrying something unusual and being like, oh, I got to throw a rock. Where's a rock?
Where's a rock?
Like they had to stop what they were doing.
I mean, pigs love mud, but I also do think it would be very strange for sure. But I think some of us would see an upside
to
getting mud tossed.
You always have to make it about you.
No. I'm just saying.
It just feels like this isn't about being a pig.
Just eat it and quit crying. Anyway, but then it's also, if you're throwing mud at a person with an umbrella, that is they've also got a good layer of protection there as well.
They're not
you could
thinking.
Shield it. You could kind of Captain America the mud a little bit.
Totally. Also, did he get to where he like was supposed to get? Did he close
it?
And he must have been traumatized.
Yeah.
No, he apparently he kept doing it.
Nice.
But Hanway lived to have the last laugh before he died in 1786.
He died of pneumonia.
Most Englishmen carried umbrellas, and shortly after his death, even the hard-boiled men of the army took them. Well, even the even our nation's killers are now having umbrellas.
He was a trendsetter. Also, he was before his time.
Can you imagine, like, on the battlefield seeing men with umbrellas? You would be like, they've made some strange choices, for sure. Well, that's when you get that, like, I've always been a fan of that kind of rainbow hat umbrella thing you can wear.
Hands-free?
And yeah, and a lot of I wear that out, and a lot of people have a laugh at my expense.
Do you actually wear those out, Gareth?
I wear a couple of them out, and rain or shine.
You have more than one?
I have seven or eight, and I wear them pretty much everywhere I go. I wear the rainbow umbrella hat. Rain or shine, anywhere I go, while driving, anything. Inside, outside, I wear them in the home. You said you liked
the hair. You were single. You were having trouble meeting the ladies.
Catherine, meeting women has never been tougher. I don't know what it is, but women are just, they are up their own asses nowadays.
Right,
Yeah, you walk into a wine bar, and they're just all looking at you funny, you know.
And
I don't know
throwing
what it is.
Rocks.
I mean, throwing rocks. And I have great hygiene. I smell good. I look good. I'm peacocking in my umbrella rainbow hat.
The
and
idea
these women
that
are just
a guy
giggling.
Could be as smart, I'm going to compliment you for a second. As like smart and hilarious and big-hearted and like feminist, like all these wonderful qualities Gareth has. But it's like if you can just get around that he gives shrooms to his cats and he occasionally wears an umbrella hat indoors.
Not occasionally, regularly.
Regularly.
Yeah, regularly.
Yeah. So if those are deal breakers for you, ladies. Sign the fuck up.
Yeah, look, if you, and I'm capable of change. You know, I need a woman to get in here and kind of figure it out a little bit.
Sort of take that umbrella down.
Mulch the soil a little bit. Till me.
Yeah,
figure out why nothing's growing over here. Why won't anything take root?
Well, it could be the shrooms. I don't know.
I don't think it's that.
It's probably not
really
that.
Women have been allowed to leave the house a little much, in my opinion.
Way too much. You're right.
Yeah, they're not. I don't know. It's bullshit. Anyway, Dave, is that guy died?
He died.
Yeah, it's 17. Yeah, okay. Many years later, he died.
He died after starting a huge trend that saved the army.
He was also against drinking tea. He was against drinking.
He was a staunch opponent of tea drinking.
This guy was trying to take down the system. Yeah, he really
was against
drinking tea. In England.
Yeah. He called it pernicious to health and impoverishing the nation.
Well, the way that the English drink tea, he's not wrong. It is on a level, it is psychotic, quite frankly.
Right.
The amount of times, we are talking 9 cups a day, and that's regular.
All caffeinated, Gareth?
All caffeinated with milk, with sugar. It's like they don't even want it most of the time. Someone will just walk in and go, "Gonna make a cup of cha. Anyone want one?" And 9 people will be like, "All right, yeah." And then everyone just pounds tea together. And then my mother's like, "I don't know why I have trouble sleeping." And I'm like, "Well, you drank 10 cups of caffeinated tea today, full of sugar."
Of course.
But anyway, this isn't about my mother. This has been a celebration.
Feels like it might be.
No, everything's fine, and there's therapy for that. This has been a celebration of Catherine Reitman, who's joined us on the past times. Catherine, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
You're fantastic in every way. Truly one of my oldest friends that in this nightmarish business, but you are thriving. Working Moms, 7th season will be on Netflix soon. You're a dream. You're a treasure. You push back on the witch label, but the jury's still out. And other than that, thank you so much for joining us, truly. And Dave's been drinking this whole time. So
love you, Gareth. Thanks, guys.
Love you.
Thank you. Some of these days, you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days.
Oh yes, it's Gareth. Not Gary. Stop it, Gareforce. Listen, I've got a bunch of stand-up shows coming up, and I want to see you there. We can hug. I will be at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California, April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Then I will be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, June 18th. I will be at Nashville Zanies, June 19th. I will be in Huntsville, Alabama, June 20th. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, June 21st, June 22nd. Then I will be in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, June 26th. Then I'll be in East Providence, Rhode Island, June 27th. Then I'll be in Boston, Massachusetts, and Boston, June 28th. That's two shows. I will be in Springfield, Massachusetts, June 29th, Rochester, New York, June 30th, and then July 5th through the 6th. Canada, I've heard your prayers, and I will answer them. I will be in Toronto. So come join me at the Comedy Bar. Go to GarethReynolds.com for tickets and information. That's right, Gareforce. We're calling you up. It's the big time. The big leagues. This went poorly.